Good morning. Welcome back to the roundtable and to our wonderful segment where we get time to talk to Peter Hughes, the manager of the Linda, a wonderful performing arts space right on Central Avenue in Albany. Good morning, Peter Hughes.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Thank you once again for having me on your little program here.
Thank you. It is we're hoping to make it bigger.
Yeah, I'm hoping it gets a good run.
Because we've all decided just 3 hours isn't enough.
Right.
What is going on? What's exciting?
We were just listening to, in case people didn't know, that was the Porpoise song, which is the theme song of the Monkees movie Head. Now, this one might be a little bit self-indulgent because I'm a lifelong Monkees fanatic, unapologetically, and they were my very first concert in 1986. So this may be self-indulgent, but as long as I'm not there alone, I think it's okay to be a little bit self-indulgent. Sound and Vision, our film series where we play the movies with great soundtracks. We are playing Head, the infamous Monkey movie, on August 6th. This movie is one part musical, one part suicidal career death pact. It is an anti-war film. It is a psychedelic trip through 1968. It is co-written by Jack Nicholson. Frank Zappa's in it. It is a complete cinematic craziness, and it's very hard to get the rights for. I've been trying for 2 years, and finally when they said yes, I was very excited. So we're playing that on Tuesday, August 6th. Come learn about the movie Head. Come learn all about the Monkees. Hear me talk about it for hours on end, and maybe we'll even get to the movie. It should be a good time, and that's at 7 o'clock on August 6th.
You know, I a friend of mine sent me a link the other day to Mickey Dolenz singing, he did an REM EP.
Yeah, yeah, I heard it. It's fantastic.
My God, is that good?
It's so good.
It is so, so good. I can't stop listening to it.
Mickey Dolenz, who starred as Circus Boy back in the 1950s,
yeah,
the last living Monkey, and is just an ambassador for all those things and music and good times and great music. And the fact that he would cover REM puts my entire time lifeline like in a little bit of a spin.
No, it's great.
But
it's
beautiful.
Fantastic. Good stuff. All right.
Now, before we get to that, this coming Friday, we have the incredible return of Brandon Santini to the Linda. He was here last May. We are the very first stop on his, what he calls his comeback tour. What is he coming back from? He was just here in May. He had some pretty serious back surgery, and now he's back on the road. He is the new great legend. I'm not sure if that's a proper adjective for in blues harmonica. He is just remarkable, and he will be back here on Friday, August 2nd. That is this coming Friday at the Linda. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Tickets for everything, of course, are at thelinda.org. Speaking of the blues, on Sunday afternoon, we are once again host to the annual Capital Region Blues Network Northeast Blues Band Challenge 2024. That's a lot of words, but basically what it is, it's in the afternoon. The Northeast Blues Society here in the Capital Region, there's a competition between blues bands, and whoever wins this competition gets to go to the 2025 National Blues Competition, which is in Memphis every year, and that's a big deal. These are like the Olympic primaries. The Olympic primaries? That's what an NPR like news station guy would say. These are the Olympic trials for blues music, and then they go to the Blues
and
Olympics.
And the BBC would say primaries.
Primaries. The
yes,
primaries.
Yes.
What else do we got going on? Swing dancing, of course, every Wednesday. That's always a good time. And then on August 10th, our very good friend, the amazing Marty Wendell, is celebrating his 60th year in music on a great tour. He was just at our friend Cafe Lena, and he blew that place away. And he's going to be here at the Linda on Saturday, August 10th, with friends Carolyn Shapiro, another great Linda friend, and mainstays Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys. His son, Sean Wendell, who is one of our absolute best sound engineers, we have the Linda here as well, is in the band, and they're fantastic. We interviewed Marty to talk about on Live at the Linda, and one of my favorite stories he told, besides just hanging out with Johnny Cash and opening for him during the Folsom Prison tour, was that his son Sean, who's a fantastic guitar player in his own right, had his debut when Marty dragged him on stage to open for Arlo Guthrie. So there's nothing intimidating about that at all.
Wow.
And just stories like that are all over his 60 years of career in rockabilly. It's a great summer show.
But let me ask you, Peter, do you have anything, I don't know, in Midsummer Madness, perhaps?
I do, yes. We are closing out the summer with our friends from the Will Kempt Players, who are a traveling Shakespeare troupe who do things in the what they call the original technique, the original manner, where they do things like they did it back at the Globe. And there's a lot of improv, there's a lot of clowning, and Midsummer Madness is Midsummer Night's Dream, but the troupe doesn't decide who's playing what until that day. So you're going to get there, and if you'd seen this show the day before, it could be a completely different Puck. It could be a completely different Hippolyta. It could be, and those are the two names which I remember from Shakespeare class off the top of my head. So it's just a lot of fun, and they're always a good time, and that's on a Sunday afternoon. So Saturday afternoon? Saturday afternoon, August 24th. You could do worse.
I think a completely different Puck just about describes the last decade and a half.
The completely different Puck.
let me ask you, how do they decide who's going to go? Is it a card game?
I don't know. I'm
rock,
kinda,
paper, scissors?
I'm kind of hoping they pull it out of a feathered hat. or maybe there's a, I don't know, maybe they play Magic the Gathering. I don't know what they do, but it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell us?
Fall season's coming up. We'll talk about that next month. And watch out for that. It should be some very exciting stuff.
All right. It's always a pleasure to have Peter Hughes with us. He's manager of The Linda. TheLinda.org to find out where all the magic happens. TheLinda.org. TheLinda.org. Peter Hughes, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
'69, joined a band with some friends of mine. Hit the road in a beat-up van to set the world on fire. I played the honky-tonks and bars, living like I was a rock star. Chasing a dream and making the scene. Do you know what I mean? I was chasing a dream. The band broke up, I was left alone. So I did some shows out on my own. A man said, son, I like your songs, I wanna take you far. Record shows and radio, I wondered where it all would go. Chasing the dream and making the scene.